You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, it is. It's a very good morning. I tell you what, a lovely sunrise this morning. I was there to see it. Anyway, lovely to be with you. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. I tell you what, it's the 22nd of November, Tuesday the 22nd. And if you're wondering, just 39 days. Yep, just 39 days till what? Till the end of the year. And that means it takes 7 off that, 32 days, and it'll be Christmas Day. Or thereabouts, at any rate. Right, let's see. Relevant to the 22nd of November, we've got Arbor Day being celebrated today. That's in the British Virgin Islands. Day of Justice in Azerbaijan. And also today is, by the way, the day of the Albanian alphabet. And last but not least, over there in Costa Rica, what are they celebrating today? Teacher's Day is what it is. Teacher's Day in Costa Rica.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Well, they tried, but we're still here, you know. That was the Boggles and Video Killed the Radio Star. And it's great to be with you. It is Tuesday. We've got a guest in the last hour of this morning's program. Tell you about that. They'll be linking up with us a little bit later on. Usual bits and pieces, of course, though. And great music like that one going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Another great piece of music is this. This is Spandau Ballet. To cut a long story short, time-wise, we're exactly 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, if I start talking to you now, perhaps I'll be cutting a long story short, won't I? Yes, Spandau Ballet. That was released back in October of 1980, actually right at the end of October, 31st of October. The band began recording the song before they were signed to a record label. And that was because of the interest that they had generated with a debut concert for patrons of the exclusive weekly London nightclub called The Blitz, as well as a Christmas party at that establishment as well. There we go. So anyway, they did very well. They're still going strong, aren't they? Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 9:30 exactly. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Washington, across to California. We're fighting, breaking out in Leicester Square. We see the soldiers moving on to victory, and children trampled under marching feet.
There's a good track coming from Asia and Wildest Dreams. Well, your wildest dreams should be over by now. You're supposed to be up and about and on your way to work. Well, I tell you what, if you're not just making way to work right now, perhaps you are getting ready to have a shower. Yep, it is that time. It's 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, on this morning's breakfast show. What have we got for you? Oh, we've got some Pointer Sisters in the shower this morning. Should I do it?
Should I do it? Should I fall? Should I do it?
Pointer Sisters and Should I Do It? And that's bringing us towards 19 after 7. And I guess, well, time to get you out. There we go. And on your way to where it is you're going today, wherever it is you're going, do it slowly, carefully, relax. If you're in a car, that's easy. Just turn up the radio. We'll keep you entertained until 10 this morning. You might have got there by then. If you just joined us, a very good morning. It is the 22nd of November. It is Tuesday. It is the day which back in the year 1858, Denver, Colorado was founded on this day. 1869. Now, this is an interesting one. In Dumbarton in Scotland, the Clipper, the Cutty Sark. Now, Clipper was one of these sailing ships that were made to be very, very fast. They weren't small either. They were quite big. And I remember they used to do tea runs and things like that. Of course, speed was very important then. I think they used to race with each other. Anyway, the Cutter Sark is launched on this day in 1869, one of the last clippers ever to be built, and the only one still surviving to this day. It's at Greenwich in London, close to London. And it is quite something to see. I remember as a kid, and when my mum and dad took me to see it. Absolutely amazing. If you're in London, do make a point. Go to Greenwich and see the Cutty Sark. This is Andy Kim. Baby, I love you.
Have I ever told you how good it feels to hold you? It isn't easy to explain. And though I'm really trying, I think I may start crying. My heart can't wait another day. When you touch me, I just got to say, baby, I love you. Baby, na 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 na.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee. Girl, and if you wanna be my friend, through thick and thin,
You can feel it, that's no sin. Haven't been fun. I'm gonna love each and every day. No more work, just a lot of play. Having big fun under the sun. Because I'm gonna love each and every day. No matter what people have to say. Having big fun under the sun.
It's the sound of the Gap Band, and it's called Big Fun. And that's what we have here, isn't it? Yes, of course we do. Big fun every morning, don't we? Well, Monday to Friday at any rate. Now, I'll tell you what, I've got time to squeeze one more in as we go down to the bottom of the... I'm going to go all the way back in town. I can remember this record. It was the B-side of a song called Davy Crockett, and it's by Tennessee Ernie Ford. And I was a big Davy Crockett fan in those days, you see. Black and white, TV, brilliant. And this was the tune, say, by Tennessee Ernie Ford. The B-side, though, was a thing called 16 Tons. And that was, I sort of, my dad bought it for me for Davy Crockett. And this was the track that I kept listening to. The other side, the B-side. Tennessee Ernie Ford, 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431 0419. If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon to live the Argentina, Mexico, and Spain, Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests, and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And time-wise, we are 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick look at some of the things in international news and business news for this morning. Beijing has shut parks, shopping malls and museums on Tuesday, while more Chinese cities resume mass testing for COVID-19 as authorities struggle with the spike in cases that has deepened concern about the economy and dimmed hopes for a quick recovery or quick reopening. China reported 28,127 new domestically transmitted cases for Monday, nearing its daily peak from April. This is with infections in the southern city of Guangzhou and the southwestern municipality of Chongqing, accounting for about half of the total. President Volodymyr Zelensky appealed to Ukrainians to conserve energy amid relentless Russian strikes that have already halved the country's power capacity, as the United Nations health body warned of a humanitarian disaster in Ukraine this winter. Authorities said that millions of Ukrainians, including in the capital Kyiv, could face power cuts at least until the end of March due to the strikes. Citizens in the recently liberated southern city of Kherson may apply to be relocated to areas where heating and security problems are less acute, they said. And Ukraine's SBU security service and police raided a 1,000-year-old Orthodox Christian monastery in Kyiv early on Tuesday. This is as part of operations to counter suspected subversive activities by Russian special services. And Russia's leading war hawks rallied behind the humiliating decision for Moscow's forces to retreat from the Ukrainian city of Kherson this month. But the commander, who argued in favor of the move, is now under growing pressure to prove that it was worth it. And Japan launched a probe into the Unification Church on Tuesday that could threaten its legal status. This was after the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in July revealed its close ties to the ruling party and triggered a public backlash. Global shares, they edged higher on Tuesday, recovering some of the previous day's losses as improved investor risk appetite drove flows into equities and commodities, although concern over more COVID infections in China tempered the gains. The Federal Reserve will release the minutes from its most recent meeting on Wednesday, and investors will scour that for any insight into policymakers' views on the outlook for inflation and economic growth. The MSCI All World Index of shares that rose by 0.2%, putting it on course now for a second straight month of increases, its longest stretch of gain since late in 2021. Oil rose on Tuesday after top exporter Saudi Arabia said that OPEC Plus was sticking with output cuts and could take further steps to balance the market, outweighing global recession worries and concern about China's rising COVID-19 case numbers. Brent crude rose 37 cents or 0.4% to $87.82. That was by 09:15 GMT. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was up 46 cents or 0.6% at $80.50. And cryptocurrency lender Genesis said on Monday it has no immediate plans to file for bankruptcy days after the collapse of crypto exchange FTX forced it to suspend customer redemptions. We have no plans to file bankruptcy imminently. Our goal is to resolve the current situation consensually without the need for any bankruptcy filing, a Genesis spokesperson said in an emailed statement to Reuters, adding that it continues to have conversations with creditors. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the items in the international news, international business news for this morning. And that's bringing us to 22 and a half minutes. And that's before 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that +507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
There we go. That is Yvonne Elliman, and I Can't Explain. And before that, The Police and Do 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 Da 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 Da, which I love the title. The time on The Breakfast Show is 15 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. I tell you what, I'm going to play one more piece of music. After that, we'll take a look and see what the weather is going to be doing during the course of today. Looking out of the studio window, it was quite a nice sunset, a lovely sunset this morning, actually. One of those sunsets where I grab the camera and take a picture. Right now it looks as if it's going to be quite bright, but we will see. That piece of music I thought I would play, taking us to our look at the weather. It's The Way That You Use It from Eric Clapton. 14 before 8.
Yeah.
I tell you what we're going to do right now. We're going to take a trip over to Cologne and see what's happening weather-wise over in the Costa Riva in the province of Cologne. Temperature-wise, they're going to be looking at 30 degrees Celsius over there during the course of the day. Well, that's the maximum temperature. The 25 degrees Celsius will be the minimum, with a thermal sensation of 36 degrees. 86% relative humidity, and this morning good chance of rain, and this afternoon and a few showers during the course of tonight. Taking a look at West Panama, moving over to this side of the isthmus, 30 degrees will be the maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum, and 36, again, 36 thermal sensation. Relative humidity a few percentage points lower than Cologne, at 81%. Few showers, though, during the course of this morning. It'll be cloudy this afternoon and partially cloudy tonight. You notice anything? No mention of thunderstorms so far. Moving up here to the metropolitan area, we're looking at 30 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum, 36 the thermal sensation, and 81 the relative humidity, so pretty much the same as there in West Panama. Rain this morning. Is it going to be cloudy in the afternoon? Yes, it is. And tonight, partially cloudy. Now, let's take a look at the Perlas Islands. If you're going out that way, if you're going out into the Gulf of Panama, 30 degrees Celsius. This seems pretty much the same for everybody, doesn't it? 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum over there. They've got a very high relative humidity, so they've got a thermal sensation of 37, a bit warmer than the rest of us, and that relative humidity is at 90%. Right, rain during the course of this morning. Cloudy this afternoon. And isolated rains here. Isolated rains with thunderstorms. That's tonight out in the Gulf. Now, let's move on and take a look at the maritime conditions. We're going to start off with the tides for today, starting with the Pacific. High tide was at 2:01 this morning, and that was 4.72 metres. Low tide, that will be at 8:31 this morning, and that's going to be 0.46 of a metre. High tide again, 2:29 in the afternoon, 4.6 metres. And last low tide, that's going to be 8:45 tonight, and that'll be 0.58 of a metre. So there we are. Let's take a look at the Caribbean, shall we? We've only got two low tides and one high tide. Low tide, that was at 2:30 this morning, and that was 0.03 of a metre. High tide will be at 10:51 this morning. That's going to be 0.4 of a metre. And last low tide, 7:30 tonight, and that's going to be flat at zero. No movement. Well, it will move, but it will be moving down to, well, the mark, like, what do you call it when it's zero? But anyway, that's your tides for today. Now, the actual sea conditions. Let's take a look at the Caribbean side first. We've got 10 to 15 kilometre an hour winds, light winds coming from a northerly direction in the morning. Waves are going to be at 5 feet. If you're boarding, be careful. That's why you've got a small craft advisory warning this morning for that, no doubt for that wave height, the swell. Taking a look at the afternoon, not much change in the wind, 8 to 12 kilometres an hour. It's a change direction to northwest in the afternoon, and the waves are going to come down 1 foot. But that small craft advisory is still in force, and there is also a small craft advisory in place for the Pacific. Why? Well, because the winds are going to be quite strong at 25 to 40 kilometre an hour winds coming from the northwest in the morning. Waves not too bad at 2 feet. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory is still in place. Winds are pretty much the same, 20 to 35 kilometres an hour, and the direction in the afternoon will be from the west-northwest. So there you are. That's it. There's your look. That's your weather for this Tuesday morning.
Gives an My favorite drug, I can never get enough. I'm never gonna give you up. I'm addicted. I think I like it a bit too much. All I needed was one kiss to know this kind of love exists. We don't even entertain what is, 'cause we fly to fight. Yeah, we ride or die, and I can't nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no. The only reason that I'm still breathing. Ain't no fixing up the mess we're in, 'cause our broken hearts, they're just begging to break again. Just a couple masochists, slow dancing at a precipice. We don't even need to say what if it ain't you and I. Then I'd rather die, 'cause I can't see me with nobody else. You're hazardous to my health. We're toxic as fucking hell, but we don't want no.
Cold Breath comes from Todrick Hall. I do like that one. Before that, favourite of mine, I remember buying the album back in around about 1970. Sergio Mendes and the Brazil 66. And their version, a great version, of Fall on the Hill. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're at the top of the hour. It is 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell goal,
Well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspmia.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
always on my mind. Talking all the time about you. Why does it hurt? Why is it hurting? Why does it hurt all the time? Why must I hurt to feel something? Why must I hurt myself all the time? Why does it hurt?
We are 20 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Right, I tell you what, we had two in a row. We started off with Celebrate from Shag Attack. And that one, I do like that, Will Young and Why Does It Hurt? You could ask Renee's doggy that. Because remember the story yesterday, the doggy tore its ear on a rose bush. Apparently it had never seen a rose bush before. Probably doesn't want to see one ever again. So that was a bit of a scenario yesterday. The neighbours thought that Renee had probably murdered somebody because she was covered in blood. There was blood on the path in front of the house. Anyway, this morning, Renee says, very good morning to all. Thankful for an uneventful day, unlike yesterday. A poor doggy came home from the vet, all wrapped in gauze and in the dreaded cone of shame. Yes. But otherwise, okay. No stitches, just a good bandage to keep it protected while it heals. He sent me a picture. The poor dog looks so dejected. He thinks, oh, you know, just sent a message back to Renee. Oh, you know, poor doggy. It's sort of been away for months ever since it's only just arrived in Greece a couple of days ago. And the poor little thing now is, so I came all this way and now I'm wearing the cone of shame, and she really does look upset. Anyway, let's see if we can cheer her up, because you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. You asked if we could play a track from Loverboy called Turn Me Loose.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Ooh, yeah, you can hear it. I got me a head cold, and I got a doozy, and I tested negative for COVID. Boy, I was so nervous coming all this way to go see my parents and spend some time with the family, and then all of a sudden, Sunday, I started to get a little sick, coughing and stuff, and I was like, oh, no, not that big C word, not COVID. Luckily, it's just a head cold, but boy, does it make me sound funny. I've been trying to talk, and, well, as you can tell, not always does the sound come out. Well, we are now in Nokomis, Florida, and I'm looking outside. Not as much devastation, or at least it's been cleaned up here from Hurricane Ian. As driving through Fort Myers, we saw trees and houses. Just everything was just amazingly destroyed. Across the street, the gentleman has a tarp on his house because his roof does not exist. The piled up brush is everywhere. Along the road, we found aluminum siding and just things that obviously had traveled very far away from their original homes. Currently, as I'm looking outside, I have a 35-foot schoolie parked in the driveway. My dear friend Ann Sperry has joined us for a couple of days here parking in the yard, so she's got her big old bus. And she is on her way to Miami for the winter. So she's summering in the south and she, it's winter in the south, summer in the north. That's what it is. Yeah. Since we don't do that anymore. So we're kind of, you know, all full-time Panamanian schoolie busies. Anyway, she's got a great school bus and I'm looking forward to the cook and my family getting a peek at it because she's been living in her bus for over 2 years now. Ever since the pandemic was in full blown, she was a school teacher and was laid off, obviously, and decided that she was going to make a school bus and she was going to travel around the country doing her art and doing her poetry. So she's out there right now with her little dog, Ollie, so we're tickled to have her here. All right, today's Tuesday, tomorrow is Wednesday. More things on the horizon to do, hopefully get a better voice. Until then, back to you in the studio!
each and every day. Just to drive to my baby. From sensitive spoons each day.
Oh, there we go. Two songs that are bus orientated. We started off with the Hollies and Bus Stop. And our last one, well, there goes back to 1968, back to July of 1968. Magic Bus, recorded, of course, by The Who, written by Pete Townshend. And this was during the time on the Dubo debut album, My Generation, was being recorded in 1965. However, it was not recorded until 1968, when it was released as a single on the 27th of July, 68, in the United States and Canada, followed by its release in the United Kingdom. That was in September, in actual fact, 18th of September in 1968. It's become one of the band's most popular songs and has been a concert staple for them, although when released, the record only reached number 26 in the United Kingdom.
Cheerio, cheerio, baby.
That's UB40, by the way, and Cheerio, baby. And it's not Cheerio as in goodbye, anyway. It's spelled C-H-E-R-R-Y. O-H. UB40. Now, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. I tell you what, we've done Greece, we've done the United States. Back to Panama with Mary Lou. Very good morning to you, Mary Lou. She's with us from First Thing. I says, good day, everybody. Beautiful sunny day. I was under the impression you didn't like very sunny days, Mary Lou. We certainly don't like hot days, do you? Anyways, beautiful sunny day, and you asked if we could play a track for you. It's On the Loose from Saga.
Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee, and I'm going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Oh, it rained all night the day I left. The weather was so dry. The sun so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna coming down the hill. Oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. A buckwheat cake was in her mouth, a tear was in her eye. I said, I come from Dixieland, Susanna, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me. For I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
So in love with you.
Oh baby, what would you say from Hurricane Smith? Time is 15 minutes before the hour of, coming up for 9 o'clock. Where's the time going when I'm having fun? Let's say good morning to Yasmin. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, there you are. There you are. You're sort of fading yourself in, weren't you?
I was busy chatting with the UK embassy, I'm sorry.
Oh well, there's another thing. I'm sorry, I was talking to the embassy. It's the back of the queue. So they're coming in. We've got the ambassador coming in tomorrow.
Yes, he's coming tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God, yes. We're going to be talking about football.
Mm-hmm. You love football, right?
Who? Me?
It's going to be fun. Anyway.
No. I mean, hey, England.
I'm not a big fan either, but.
No, but the World Cup is sort of something, it's a bit different really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you all get sort of very riled up. And, I mean, England, mm-hmm. they won 6-0 yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I think they should quit now while they're ahead. They should just say, that's it, we've done our lot, we're going back. We're going home now.
That's true, yeah.
And they were playing Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And Wales drew with the United States.
Mm.
And then, of course, the embassy, they're telling everybody they're going to the Londoner.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for the England-USA match, I think it
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that'll be all exciting. Mm-hmm. They'll be telling us all about that tomorrow.
Yes.
I'll talk about Lewis Hamilton.
He's not going to be playing football.
No, he's finished for the year now.
Oh, okay.
They had the last Grand Prix last weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're making the seasons longer and longer. I mean, these guys, I mean, people think, they just sit there and drive around the bloody car and turn bloody circuit, don't they? They don't do anything. I tell you what, you try driving a car around a circuit when you've got that amount of G-force.
Yeah,
against you. I mean, if you look at a racing driver, they've got necks like tree trunks, you know, because of the pressures on their neck.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like a go, though.
Hmm.
I'd have a go.
Amazing.
Wouldn't be able to probably go quite as fast. So anyway, how was your day yesterday? Because you had a busy day yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Hmm? Yes, it was fun. Well, the last thing was the movie, the French tour.
Mm-hmm.
At Cinepolis.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lovely movie, funny, because it's mm-hmm. a comedy,
mm-hmm.
and also with very, very nice messages about migrants.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. So everybody have to go. And every day they have a different movie. So you should check out the Instagram account of the French embassy,
mm-hmm.
Francia Panama. And there you will see all the trailers of all the movies. And of course, all of them are very good, so you should go.
And Mary Lou was there last night.
But I didn't see her.
No, I didn't see her.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm glad she didn't.
She says the movie was great fun,
mm-hmm.
With a very deep message. She says my niece went with me and was very happy. She loved the movie. So there you are. Good recommendations there.
Mm-hmm.
Who needs Andreas?
Oh.
We can do that. what else did you do?
Yesterday, what else? Just that, work, and that's all. And today, I'm going to still keep working, and that's all. No event today.
Oh dear, what will you do with yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's good. So anyway, and we've got a guest coming in on the last hour today from the mm-hmm. International Film Festival.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be talking with Bernardo Ordaz, mm-hmm. director of the Fundación IFF Panama.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be chatting with him in the last hour this morning, probably around about 9:25, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting because they've got an event coming up, was it? Cine Esvida.
More movies.
More movies, yeah. that's from the 2nd to the 4th of December.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be chatting with us about that and what they've got lined up.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
It's all exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my last hour. Right, let me see. What else we got? That's about it, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll let you get back to chatting with the embassy. I'm going to talk to the British embassy. Why would I want to talk to you? And I noticed when I asked you what you did yesterday, you didn't mention you were on the breakfast show. have a great day, yes.
Thank you.
You got plenty of time to yourself today.
Oh, yes.
There you go. All right. And talking of music and talking of French, I've got to say a little bit French.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. There we go, that's it. Yes, the Beatles. And Michelle, I was just wondering when that came out, because it was back in 1965. It was on the album, which was Rubber Soul. Great album as it was. And it was released as a single in some European countries and in New Zealand, and on an EP. You know what an EP is? Extended play. It's when they managed to get two songs on each side of a single-sized record. That was a sort of flat piece of plastic type stuff. The EP was released in France in early 1966. It was the number one hit for the Beatles in Belgium, France, Norway, the Netherlands and New Zealand. And concurrent recordings of the song by David and Jonathan and the Overlanders were similarly successful in North America and in Britain, believe it or not. Makes you wonder. The Beatles, I say, no, we don't play any of their stuff, you know.
Oh, I'm going to pick that rose and watch her as she grows in my garden.
No mistake spotting the voice of Benny King, is there? Spanish Harlem is what that was called. Tell you what, somebody else's voice you can't mistake either. George Benson. Takes up the top of the hour. This is Give Me the Night.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced
and celebrated with Grada Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
Bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind as easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything to keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't wanna wake up to? I don't know what I'd do, 'cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lifted? You've got the light. You've got the light worth living. Bursting down towards just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You were in and out of thinking you could live past 12. You're so much different now. It can't destroy you. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't wanna wake up to? I don't know what I'd do, 'cause I built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be living? You've got the light. You've got the light worth living.
Blood will flow. My treasures feel I want. The evening sun. Tomorrow's rain will wash the stains away. There's something in our mind always stays. I love
that was meant to clinch the lifetime's argument. But nothing comes from violence, and nothing ever could. All us born beneath an angry star, as we forget how fragile we are.
On and on the way.
Oh, what a wonderful three together there. We started off with Joy Crooks and Skin, followed on by a great version of Fragile. That, of course, is Sting. And that was the, what they call it, the Bedroom Rockers remix. I like that. And then last but not least, beautiful version of A Whiter Shade of Pale, and that was from Sarah Brightman. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 27 minutes. That's right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. Won't be long before we link up with our guest. That's Bernardo Ordaz. He's the director of the Fundación IFF Panama, International Film Festival of Panama. Be chatting with him. It's about apparently it's their 11th event that they've had. So find out more about that. Cine Es Vida. So that's coming up in a few minutes. Another piece of music to take us there. What have I got which I quite like? I tell you what, I quite like this one. It's the Lighthouse Family. It's called Ocean Drive. Got a beautiful, distinctive sound to them, haven't they? Lighthouse Family and Ocean Drive. Now, this is Making Time, and it feels like it's love.
We love to be loved.
There we go, as I said, making time. And that was called Feels Like It's Love. Keep an eye on the time here on this morning's breakfast show. It is 8:30. It's 8:30 the hour of 9 o'clock. Where's the time go when I'm having fun? It's time to welcome our guest to the program this morning. It's Bernardo Odas. Good morning to you, Bernardo. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. Very happy to be here. Excited that we're 2 weeks, no, 1 week away. It's incredible. 1 week away from the festival.
I know. It's incredible. What's happened to the time?
It's unbelievable. Yes.
And Cines Vida, it is, and this is the 11th edition, right?
11th edition, and we're going to have a fabulous festival with 16 films that represent all of the Americas, Europe, and Asia, because we even have one movie from Tajikistan.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yes.
Oh, wonderful.
It's, A Gem from 1991 is a restored film, Bratan.
Oh, yeah, I see that, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a very singular program in this year. We used to be a festival of more than 75 films.
Yeah.
Now it's a smaller festival, but it's very potent. And this 16 films are going to be very important for our audiences.
And I would imagine it makes it, I don't know, more concentrated in a way, because, I mean, if you're going looking for something like 70-odd movies, there's an awful lot to get through and an awful lot to make an opinion on, whereas this makes it more succinct, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, I think that it's more succinct. It's also in terms of days, instead of having a festival of 1 week, we have a festival of 3 days.
Right, right.
But I think that it also makes of it a much more intimate and enclosed festival that will make audiences feel like they can in 3 days experience the best that they can get from films around the world.
Right, right.
It's a very intimate sacred experience, the one that they can have in 3 days.
And tell me, when you're looking, Bernardo, for movies, what's the criteria you're looking for? What is it that makes a movie stand out for you?
Films with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Films that have a particular essence that can change people's lives. Also, because this is a film festival for Central America and the Caribbean, and it has becoming an epicenter for the film industry in Latin America. 70% of the films are from Latin America,
right,
and 45% of the films are from Central America and the Caribbean. Three of the films were fully produced in Panama, and
okay,
almost half of the films are directed by women filmmakers. So that is all taken into consideration when selecting the films, trying to be a reflex or a resemblance of humanity.
And so now this is going to be, as you say, just for 3 days this time, and that's going through from the 2nd to the 4th of December, as you say. I mean, it's frightening. I don't know where this year's gone. It's just sort of disappeared. Now, I see you've got a few locations where these are being shown.
Yes.
There's one here, the Apple. I've never seen that place, so it looks quite cool.
La Manzana, the Apple.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have three main venues this year. We have La Manzana, the Apple, in Santa Ana. This is like an innovation center in the heart of Santa Ana. And there we will have the epicenter for the industry program.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have the Cine al Aire Libre, the open air cinema,
right,
which is a free cinema for everyone. We will have 4 screenings. 2 on Saturday, December 3rd, and 2 on Sunday, December 4th. So La Manzana is one of the venues. It was also a venue last year. It's a wonderful place. And something that I love about La Manzana is that you have industry people and audience mixing and mingling in one place.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
In the internal patio of La Manzana.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have a Teatro Ateneo in Ciudad del Saber, City of Knowledge. There we'll have our opening ceremony and closing ceremony. The opening will be on December the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. with the film Stars at Noon, which was directed by Claire Denis. It's a French production that was fully filmed in Panama.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, it won the Grand Prix in Cannes.
Mm-hmm.
Pituca was part of the production with her daughter, Marcela. So it's a very important moment for Panamanian film, for the Panamanian film industry. We'll have the closing ceremony in Ateneo with the film Tito, Margot y Yo by Mercedes Arias and Delfina Vidal. And we will have regular screenings throughout the weekend in Ateneo. And we'll also have, as our third venue, Museo del Canal, the Panama Canal Museum, in Casco Antiguo, in Casco Viejo. And we'll have screenings there starting on Friday, December the 2nd, until Sunday, December the 4th at night. So those will be our three main venues, and then we'll also have La Compañía, el Hotel La Compañía, which will be the home for our international guests, and there is where we'll have the office for accreditations and ticketing.
Oh, okay, so that's wonderful. That's quite something, isn't it, La Compañía?
It's beautiful. It's
it's a
living museum.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is. It's a cross between, you know, somewhere really nice to stay and getting a lot of history. And because I went round with the owner not so long ago, and his train of thought is quite incredible. I mean, everything is linked. Everything is showing something and reflecting that, as you mentioned on there, the three different types of Panamanian history.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're going to love it there.
We can relate a lot with what Chris, the owner, the founder of La Compañía, is doing, because he's building a factory of dreams with that, and that's pretty much what we do with film and what we do
absolutely
at the International Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they say, you know, that everything is a stage. And you know, it's funny because I can relate to that sort of, you know, having traveled around the world, firstly with the military and staying, you know, for a number of years, and then also in business. But what I found is that when you go back, the stage has completely changed. I mean, the stage is still there, but it's been changed, you know. And, of course, the thing is, what you realize is that it is just a stage, because it's the people that make it, that make the memories and everything else that goes with it. And it's the same with movies.
It's the same with movies. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about film. It's how it unifies all the arts. And it really resembles, it really shows humanity in its purest way, in all of its dimensions, and we're really happy that we can bring for our 11th year the best of the films from around the world to Panama and to the region.
And it's probably not the right question, but do you have a favorite out of all of those?
Oh, that's I mean, it's difficult to say. Of course, I've seen all the films that we'll be showing this year. I think that film also touches on different aspects related to your personal history. So it's inevitable that you can relate better or feel something special with a particular film based on your life, based on your not only on your personal taste but also on your personal story. I would have to say that the film After Sun had a very special effect on me.
Okay.
That will be shown twice at the film festival this year. But also the film Stars at Noon by Claire Denis. There's something special there, not only because it was filmed in Panama,
right.
But also of how it's narrated that I really enjoyed. Some people would say that it's non-narrative, but there's something about how the story is being told that I felt very compelled throughout it. So I don't have a particular preference this
different,
year.
Different movies for different reasons. I mean,
Exactly.
I mean, it's because, you know, having sort of managed to get to reasonably advanced years and sort of, you know, come up as a teenager through the 60s and into the 70s and 80s, because, and music has always played a big thing to me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I can't play anything and I can't sing, but I do listen to a lot of music, and over the years music has been used, like you said, in personal experiences, in romances or things that are not good and then when you listen to a piece of music, that sort of 2 or 3 minutes is like a little time capsule. And
it
when
is.
You know, I sit here sometimes sort of getting music ready for the next day and I'm lost because I remember that one. Oh, let me see. And music is a very personal thing as well. And it's, you know, because you'll see a movie because it means something particular to you. I'll listen to a piece of music that means something to me. And sometimes I'm playing my music thinking they're going to enjoy that because I enjoyed it. Well, that isn't necessarily the case. But, yeah, it takes you back.
Totally. And I think that there's something with films that they allow you to live different types of lives within mm-hmm. this single life that we have. So by being exposed to different types of films, you get to experience this different types of lives. So that's something that I always enjoy about film, how I can immerse myself in that other dimension and see what comes out of it. What would be my participation in that, in that world if I was part of it. And that is something that I believe that the audiences will enjoy during this festival when they get to experience these 16 films that we have for them this year.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just sort of looking at one here because it's interesting. This Argentina, 1985, inspired by a true story of Julio Strasera. What's that one about? Give us a little bit of background on that one.
So Argentina 1985 is based on a true story. A public prosecutor who dared to prosecute the heads of Argentina's military dictatorship in 1985. So it's based on a true story. Santiago Mitre is the director of the film. He's going to be with us.
Oh, great.
He's coming to Panama for the film festival. We're going to have 2 Q&As with him. So I highly recommend if you have the opportunity to go to watch the film. It's going to be a great experience because you'll be sitting with Santiago Mitre in the same room watching his film. And yes, some people really like films that are based on true stories. This is one of those that we have this year in the festival.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. I mean, I must admit, you know, as a cinema goer or one that watches movies, say, you know, I do like something which, if you like, is taking you out of reality. I mean, I like to go to the cinema to be transported to something new, to something exciting, or to something which I'm not one, I don't go and see, I'm probably the only person in the world that's never seen Love Story.
A Love Story?
You know, the movie, The Love Story? I've never seen it. Because, you know, because it's a sad story. It's a story about, you know, cancer and sort of going there. And I don't want to go to the cinema to see that.
I understand. I understand that part. I was talking to a friend the other day about the term escapism. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce it perfectly. And I was thinking how much has that had a role in my falling in love with film.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of escaping for a moment and living a different reality. And it's probably one of the main reasons why I love film is because I can escape.
Mm-hmm.
I can live something that it's not part of my current reality.
No, I agree with you. Let's get down to the program. This is because it's just for a few days, as you say, so going from the 2nd to the 4th of December. And the best place to go is to your website for the program of all the films and when they're going to be on. And
exactly. So I would recommend that you go to our website, iffpanama.org,
mm-hmm.
and there you go to festival, your mm-hmm. festival, the yeah. section. And there you can find the 16 films with their posters, with mm-hmm. their synopsis, and with all the technical aspects of the film, if you're interested in that,
right.
in that part. And then you can see the schedule of the films. And then to buy the tickets, you would have to go to panatickets.com.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier on La Compañía. Can you get tickets there? Or
you can go to La Compañía, but you could also go directly to Ateneo,
uh-huh.
or to Museo del Canal. And Pana Tickets will have a small box there, a box office,
right?
Where you can buy the tickets. So you can do it virtually on panatickets.com, mm-hmm. or you can go to any of the main venues to buy tickets.
So you'll be able to get the tickets at the events. Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
Exactly. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for our guests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful. I mean, I've sort of had the pleasure of interviewing you guys and Pituca a number of times, and that as this has gone on, and it's been a great success story. I mean, I compare it a little bit with, you know, what you've done with movies as what the Jazz Festival has done for music here in Panama. And we're getting more, and we're gradually getting, you know, more involved on the map, and people are concentrating on us. I know the film festival is held in quite good esteem, and well, that's how it's got into 11 years.
11 years, yes.
Yeah.
And I could say that we have more than a decade working for the development of the country,
yeah.
and trying to be a promoter of tourism. And to revitalize the image and the positioning of the country, and also to renovate and diversify the world of arts, culture,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
culture of the country. So it's been an important decade, and we've seen how the film industry in Panama has also grown throughout those 10 years.
Yeah. No, I mean, it has. And the things, and like you mentioned, more and more films, the whole thing is being done here. You know, the actual filming, you mentioned, you know, all the production, everything, which is nice. But I always get when I've seen films that have been made in Panama, they always seem to want to concentrate on the sort of the grimy side and not so much because we've got a really modern city. They always sort of want to sort of concentrate on because, you know, we've got a city which is interesting and with enough fidelity to make a good movie. Yeah.
That's absolutely right. And I think that we've seen an increase not only in the number of films, but also in the quality of the films that are being produced in Panama, and also how they have diversified the topics that they cover.
Right.
They cover. So I think that we're starting to see now other types of films, like, for example, Cumpleañero by Arturo Montenegro that was recently we're starting to see a much more diverse face of Panama in our big screens.
Yeah, absolutely. The only thing, of course, you couldn't do here is have a car chase.
A car chase?
No, you wouldn't be able to do that.
But there was
There's too many holes in the roads.
But it's funny because when you mentioned that, I think that I remember that for Quantum of Solace, there was a boat chase.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that. Yeah, of course, that was over there at, Shelter Bay? Over there in Colón. I remember, I went over there when they were filming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That must have been quite an experience.
It was very interesting. Yeah. Except no cameras. Can't get your phone out.
No, that was back in 2007, right?
Yeah, that's right. Must have been, yeah. Yeah.
And we've been seeing how the film industry in Panama has been growing, and there are so many new tools and resources that are supporting the local industry that I think that we are destined for success in the near future.
Oh, I think so. Especially as we come out of the doom and gloom of the last couple of years. Absolutely. Bernardo Oras, thank you so very much for being with us. We're going to keep people up to date. We're going to put a link to the website this morning where they can see all the movies and everything so they can get to it from there. And we'll keep reminding everybody as to the program as it goes on.
Thank you so much. We always enjoy coming to your program, and if you need anything from us, let us know, please.
Well, indeed, and yeah, all the best to you, and much acclaim for the work you've been doing with the film festival. Absolutely brilliant. You take care.
Take care, Jerry. Thank
all
you
the very
much.
Best. Bye.
Well, Saturday night. I know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see? When you're hugging your baby, let's go in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and CinemaScope, a cast on a Hollywood movie, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem twice as good. There's always lots of pretty girls. But they never can compare to the girl sitting by my side. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see? When you're hurrying with your baby, let's roll in the balcony. When you're hugging with your baby, let's go in a balcony. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see? When you're hugging with your baby.
There we go. Yes, that, of course, is the Drifters. and Saturday night at the movies. And the time on the breakfast show, well, we're just a few seconds away from 5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, so I guess it's around about time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. Just as a reminder, if you'd like to advertise with us or sponsor the program or something like that, just get involved, please do. All you've got to do is give us a WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822. You can give us a WhatsApp on there, or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, 223-5162. And the other thing to do is to hang around, because in a few minutes' time, you'll be able to listen, sit back and listen to Two Chat SOSE with Gigi this morning. Always good entertainment going right through the day here on Call FM. Right, thank you, Paul, this morning. Well, obviously a big thank you to Bernardo Aldaz, director of the International Film Festival, Panama. So big thanks to him and to his team, of course, for the work they're doing with the film festival. And thanks to Yasmin, my producer, my social media person, and everything else person here on the breakfast show. Big thanks to Yasmin, and also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, who gets a lot of our background information for us as well. And, of course, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, who's gone up to say, every time she seems to travel, she gets a cold. But anyway, it's only a cold. We'll say only a cold, it's bad enough. She did have a test, and it's certainly not COVID, which is great news. And also thanks to the boys and girls of Cooper Grant, who get us up and running in the morning. They'll be taking us out of the way in a minute, so that we can get on with the rest of the day. Big thanks to them, especially to Isaac, who's there bright and breezy for us there early in the morning. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow is WTW, Welcome to Wednesday. So I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at the usual time, 6 o'clock. And all I would like to say to you is please, please, whatever it is you're going to be doing today, do it carefully. Because at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, no, 7 o'clock, nearly put myself in for another hour again. 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Karas. Co-producer, Neil Danby.